Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And now let's talk about a give and take that could end the world's oldest civil war. Since 2012, the Colombian government had been negotiating a peace deal with the FARC, the country's largest guerrilla group. But Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos called off the talks after the FARC captured a general from the Colombian army. The government says they'll only start the talks again when the FARC releases the general. The stakes are high for Colombians. The peace talks could put an end to a war that's killed more than 200,000 people and displaced, get this, more than 4 million Colombians. It's the largest humanitarian crisis in the Western Hemisphere. But for a lot of Americans, Colombia is a forgotten war.
I didn't realize how severe the conflict is. I had no idea of the scale of it. And I guess I had the idea, a lot of people had, that this was just about drugs.
That's photojournalist Stephen Ferry, author of the book Violentology, A Manual of the Colombian Conflict. Ferry went to Colombia for the first time in 1995. After a decade working as an international photojournalist, he was invited to teach a workshop at the Fundación Nuevo Periodismo Iberoamericano, a journalism school founded by Gabriel García Márquez.
My Colombian colleagues showed me their images and their work, and I began to understand that this is much more complex than I realized.
That's because many Americans only think of one name when they hear about Colombia.
Pablo Escobar and his bombings and all were really the last time that Colombia was on the front pages of the press around the world, and that's the image that stuck.
Escobar was killed in the 90s, but the war raged on throughout the 2000s. Stephen Ferry returned to Colombia to cover the conflict for outlets like the New York Times and National Geographic. During that time, the U.S. spent about $6 billion in Colombia's fight against drugs.
This fixation on the drug question is really a reflection of the United States' fixation on counter-narcotics. Clearly, drugs are a factor in the conflict. They're an enormous source of revenue for these armed groups. But there's much more involved.
The conflict in Colombia is complex, but it can be described as a war between left-wing guerrillas, like the FARC, and Colombian security forces backed by the U.S. Right-wing militias, called paramilitaries, also fought the guerrillas, sometimes hand-in-hand with the Colombian army. The paramilitaries officially demobilized in 2006, but they left behind powerful criminal gangs. Now, the guerrillas and the gangs fight the state for control of the country's land, its resources, and the drug trade.
One has to go very slowly and carefully, and oftentimes going to a zone that's under control of a guerrilla group or paramilitary group, you have to find a way to send a message through somebody you can trust who can explain to that commander that you want to come into this zone and you want to be able to talk to him or her. And they're soldiers. A lot of things happen between the lines, and so it's not always clear where the front lines are, for instance. And much of the most important abuses occur in the terms of, like, massacres or selective assassinations rather than on a battlefield.
As a journalist, these killings can target the people that you work with.
Taxi drivers, somebody who took you across the river in a canoe, all these things can really cause a person, you know, can cost them their life, in fact, if you don't work correctly.
And it can cost the lives of your fellow journalists.
Colombia is a country with a notorious record for the assassination of journalists, and many colleagues there have lost their lives doing their work.
The Committee to Protect Journalists says 45 journalists have been killed in Colombia in the last 12 years.
But it's important to remember that as a foreign journalist, I have a little bit more leeway of movement than my Colombian colleagues, because they really run very serious risks. And by and large, I think they do an excellent job. They're incredible investigative journalists in Colombia.
Stephen Ferry's book pays a tribute to Colombian journalism. And he says that despite the lack of international coverage, the oldest conflict in the world is far from over for many Colombians.
In many ways, the conflict has calmed down, but it's still going strong. And a tremendous number of people in the country are under death threat at this moment.
We've put together an audio slideshow where Stephen Ferry talks about some of the most stunning photographs in his book, Violentology, A Manual of the Colombian Conflict. Visit our website, latinousa.org, and check it out.